Well, there was much discussion that came after Netanyahu's 2012 UN speech that he was at loggerheads with his Mossad chief, Meir Dagan. That was discussed, and in fact, Meir Dagan even publicly said that a war with Iran would be a bad idea. But what is just, I think, was breathtaking for the journalists who work on this is to see Mossad's classified documents, a top secret assessment, no less, that is now available for the entire world to peruse and read at its own leisure. I mean, clearly, Netanyahu came and spoke before the entire world, presenting information that was in direct contradiction to the country's premier intelligence service. It begs a strong question: where did he get his information from? Was he taking talking points from the Washington Institute and AEI, or was he listening to his own intelligence services, who the government of Israel pays to look after this sort of material? So it makes it a question similar to what Americans experienced in the run-up to the Iraq War. Is this based on intelligence, or is this based on political fiction?